It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Sharon Murphy joins us on the phone this morning to talk about something kind of exciting. There's a brand new Whole Foods co-op in the Denfeld neighborhood. Hey, Sharon, good morning, and congratulations are in order.
Thank you, Lisa.
So we've talked about this before. We've also talked a little bit about the concept of food deserts. But talk about the co-op's decision to expand into a new location.
That decision, we started working on that in 2012, early 2013. We hired a market study group from the Twin Cities called Dakota Worldwide and asked them to find us seven prospects for likely success in the Duluth area. And we included from Cloquet to Two Harbors and from Superior to Hermantown. And they came back with seven possible sites for us where they thought we would have a good chance of success with the second store. And they were all in the city of Duluth.
Wow.
And then we started evaluating each of those areas. They just talked about intersections. They didn't deal with whether property was available or not. That became our job to work with the realtor on that. But it was obvious that some of those areas were more in need of a grocery store than others. And in some of those areas, we had, in all of the areas, we had some ownership already. Some of our owners lived in those areas. But we wanted to make sure that the next store started out with some people, for sure, that would be customers.
Right.
So that was important to us. But then we put out also to our staff and to our owners and to our board surveys without talking about specific locations because we still didn't know what we could acquire specifically, but general areas of Duluth where they would like to see us go. And the direction was pretty consistent that we got back from folks, that they wanted us to be in the western part of Duluth where they felt that it was an underserved area for grocery stores. And it fit our other criteria. There were two locations, actually, in the west part of Duluth. And once we started working with the realtor, it became obvious where the best retail location would be for us. And that's where we ended up, right across from Denfeld High School.
So the idea is partly that we're big and we need to expand, but then after that, it wasn't just where's the best place to expand. There really was the idea that this is an area that's underserved, and we can do something good for the community here too.
And thrive. Yes.
So. Are you expecting now, right across from Denfeld, to have high school kids hanging around buying fresh produce?
It could happen. After 1 week, it's been 1 week today that we were open, we're not seeing that as an overwhelming part. We're seeing a very much neighborhood participation. I think that once the weather warms up, they're going to come and discover our deli and our pizza to go and our outdoor seating, and I think that we'll start to see more of the Denfeld folks in our store.
Well, what a great place. You know, I mean, if high school kids need a place to hang out, and of course there's always, you know, a bit of conversation about
sure.
High school kids, you know, maybe creating an issue in various places. I know there was when I was growing up and going to high school, and I just love the idea of, you know, all the high school kids hanging out at the co-op, you know, buying apples and carrots. And
and we have great coffee, and we have great chocolate.
Oh, well, yeah.
All those
yeah.
kinds of things, too.
Yeah.
Lots of the energy drinks that they're always looking for. But it's just a comfortable environment. We hope everyone will be comfortable there and that they'll have a good time.
So what are you hearing as people come into the brand new store and they're looking around and everybody's talking about it, no doubt? What are you hearing from is it new customers, old customers? What's the sense you're getting?
I think the impression that most people get when they walk in is that it's so much bigger than Hillside, which is a little bit true. We have about 7,500 square feet of retail space at the Denfeld store and 6,700 feet at Hillside. But the high ceilings at Denfeld add to that. We were able to make the aisles wider because we did new construction so we could determine where the beams were going to go. And all of that makes it feel like an easier shopping experience for people. And they like that.
So tell me, because I don't know anything about this at all, and I'm curious. I wonder sometimes about, you know, a bigger store, and then I think, well, if you had a bigger store so that you could buy your product in bulk, could you have itty-bitty little neighborhood locations then that you would stock with some of the stuff from the bigger store? I'm still, you know, just trying to figure out how Whole Foods would be practical in my neighborhood.
Sure. I think that we personally haven't had any experience with that. We look at the Walmart experience. They tried opening what for them are small stores, 20,000 square foot stores in many parts of the country, and they found that it didn't work, that they just couldn't keep the prices as low as they were in their large stores because there was more labor and handling. And it just didn't work for them. So they've pretty much started to phase those smaller stores out. On the other hand, one of our direct competitors, Whole Foods Market, is about to start opening smaller format stores. Again, significantly bigger than our co-op, but small for them at around 20,000 square feet. And they think they've got a way of doing it. So it may be a way, it may be possible, but I think you've really got to have more than two kind of small to medium-sized stores, which is what we have, to generate enough purchasing power
sure.
to make that kind of difference.
Sure. Well, you start to wonder then about the stores, like the store the co-op had way back at the beginning, the little tiny store on the hillside, you know, about
sure.
the size of a
house.
Sure, I
worked there.
Yeah. And you think, now, wouldn't it be cool if we could have a bunch of these scattered around the community so that everybody, you know, was pretty much within walking distance of fresh fruit and vegetables and chocolate and coffee anywhere they were.
And I think, you know, that's a wonderful romantic ideal.
Yeah, I'm full of those.
I think it's kind of that, you know, the market has changed. People expect a lot of variety. And a small format that size, which was, you know, about the size of our classroom.
Right.
Now, just would not meet people's needs. And especially if they wanted to carry fresh food, which is so perishable.
Right.
That it wouldn't be viable.
Right.
That small size.
Sharon, thanks for kind of filling in some of the gaps in my education. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Your new store, and we wish you the absolute best, of course. And KUMD and the Whole Foods Co-op have been a longtime partner, so we'll be down there pestering you before too long.
Excellent.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you for calling, Lisa.
Sharon Murphy joined us this morning, the general manager of the Whole Foods Co-op, and their brand new location in West Duluth near Denfeld has been open just exactly a week, I guess. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.